How can you use mindfulness tools while side hustling? Welcome to the podcast known as Side Hustle School, a daily podcast 7 days a week, every day since January 1, 2017. In fact, my name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you so much. Today, we're going to hear from Layla. She is in Austin. She is a yoga instructor and a devoted listener. Thanks, Layla. She's also intrigued by the intersection of mindfulness, meditation, and entrepreneurship. She's keen to understand how these practices can be woven into her side hustle, not just for better decision-making, but also maintaining a sense of balance in the midst of a busy life. We all have that, right? I make this podcast for busy people, which is why it is short, action-packed, less than 10 minutes a day. So let's see what we can do with Layla's question here, how to use mindfulness tools while side hustling. And not just to be mindful, which of course is a valid goal on its own, but bearing in mind the focus of our podcast, how might you also potentially uncover a new revenue opportunity? So let's talk about all of that again in a short episode coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hi, Chris. I'm Layla from Austin. As a yoga instructor and a dedicated listener of your podcast, I've been exploring how mindfulness and meditation can enhance my entrepreneurial journey. How can I integrate these practices into my side hustle, both to improve my decision-making and to maintain balance amidst the hustle?
Layla, I love the hustle and I love the mindfulness. These things can work together. Let's contribute to personal well-being and business success. Two good things. So here's what I got for you today. Mindful business planning. Use mindfulness to gain clarity about your business goals and strategies. Of course, a clear, focused mind is hard to come by these days, but it can lead to more innovative ideas and effective planning, which then helps you to run just a better business. I notice sometimes I get into the habit of doing the same thing all the time and gaining some perspective, stepping back a little bit, creates more innovative thinking. And of course, that's what we want. You know, not everything has to be innovative naturally, but it is nice when you have an idea that you're like, oh, I wouldn't have had that idea if I hadn't slowed down or got out of that routine. Similarly, stress management for productivity. So regular meditation or different kinds of meditation can work for some people. It doesn't work for everybody, just to be really clear. From time to time, I get in trouble on social media because I mention that. But I also often hear from people who are like, yeah, meditation doesn't work for me because I'm neurodivergent or just because of whatever reason. But for some people, it can be helpful. And then, of course, as a yoga instructor, we should think about what that suggests. Might there be some kind of actual mindfulness-based service that you could provide to the entrepreneurial community? So maybe some workshops or a course that teaches stress management, productivity from a balanced perspective that could tap into a niche market, creating additional revenue. Just a few ideas for you there, but overall, integrating mindfulness into your side hustle, you're not just improving your well-being. Hopefully, you're also opening up space for the right kind of profitable growth. That's my wish for you. Thank you so much, Layla. Thank you, listeners, for being out there. I make this show for you every single day. Let me know how I can help, be of service, how we can do a better job moving forward this year. I'm excited about all that 2024 has to offer, and I look forward to bringing you more episodes. More to come. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.